We're joined now by Knoxville bowling coach Sean Renard on Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner. It's an interview powered by Hy-Vee. Sean, good to talk to you once again.
Yes, how are we doing today, Derek?
Doing good. Let's talk about the bowling squad. You have had a meet so far as we're sitting here. Your impressions on how things have gone with the boys and girls.
You know, we've got a very young and inexperienced team this year. Last year we did graduate a lot of starters and talent. And so this year is going to have to be a building year for us. We've got a couple of kids that are still very capable of putting up some decent numbers. But as a team-wide, we're definitely showing that we lost we got a big gap to fill.
You do have some experience coming back that did bowl, but you lost a really great one in Tristan from last year. But we got coming back this year for boys. Let's start with them, and what's their capabilities this year?
Troy is going to be our main starter for the boys this year. Troy Benz, he's definitely got the talent to do this, and for him it's more of he has to get in the mindset. He's very capable. I know during the off season he was putting off some great scores. He's got the talent to do it. He's just got to get dialed back in and get going with it.
You were telling me that there is maybe a difference between bowling for fun, bowling at the state level, and we say state level, the amateur level, and then high school. It's all kind of a different thing. You wouldn't think that, but it really is.
You know, as a competitive bowler, like when you go out and do your league nights, you're out with your buddies, you're bowling, you're just out having fun. Yeah, you're going to be a little competitive about it. Then when you start getting into your tournaments, it's a different scene, a different scenario, and it plays tricks with your mind. And that's a big hurdle for younger bowlers to definitely get over.
What do you do to get over that? Or is it just on them to say, hey, you got to figure out a way to, get it out of your mind?
You know, it's kind of a 50-50 deal. I mean, part of it's up to them. They got to focus on the things that they can control and not worry about the setting. I try to get them to constantly focus on their pre-shot routine, their feeling how their arm swings, how the ball comes off their hands, focus on their mark and trying to tune out the rest of it.
Talking to Sean Renard, a Knoxville bowling coach on KNIA KRLS. Besides Troy Benz, who else you got on the boys team this year?
We got a lot of newcomers to the varsity squad this year. I will tell you that we have a few that are returning from last year and who have seen some varsity games in the past, but that's going to be a pretty fluid team this year. There's going to be a lot of movement throughout it.
Let's go over to the girls, and you have a couple that's pretty experienced, but then after that, same thing as the boys. It's a lot of newness on the team.
Yeah, we have Cassie DeMadarius, returning this year. Bridget Renard returning this year. And a couple other girls have definitely seen some lane time that we're going to rely on pretty heavily this year. I think you're going to see some good scores come out of Cassidy and Bridget. It just got to get back into the role of the game and getting focused on it.
Obviously, it's a team that's building, so are you looking for a lot of individual results early on, maybe build to maybe a team score you can attain?
Right now, that's definitely the goal. We've got to figure out what individually they're capable of and stack our team up around that.
Talking to Sean Renard, Knoxville, a bowling coach on KNIA, KRLS. The competition this year looks like you kind of ramped up a little bit, but, and with a young team, you're thinking, okay, great, we got better competition, but a young team. But, is that good or bad, throw them out there like that?
It's both. You've got the kids that are going out there facing kids from larger schools that they have a wider selection of kids to choose from, and a lot of them will have tryouts, so their experience and their team is there, and at the same time that creates higher scores, which can beat some of the kids down. And at the same time, on that note, you get the kids that see that and they thrive to be that good, and they will step their game up and carry on.
Let's talk about some of the goals this year. I know, obviously, everybody wants to do as well as they can. Have some of the kids told you, say, hey, I want to get to this score, or I want to, get to state, finally. What are some of the, what are they telling you?
I've got a couple kids, Troy Benz, Bridget Renard, both that are telling me that they want to go to state for sure individually, and hopefully we can get a team wrapped around that would be competitive to make it on as well. So I know for Troy and Bridget, they definitely want to make a trip to Waterloo this year, and they've got the talent to do it. I just got to get them focused and dialed in on that.
Obviously, you still bowl, or your home center is, Statesman Lanes in Oskaloosa. Obviously, every year you say appreciate, they do to open up their bowling center for you. And you appreciate fans coming out. I mean, high school events are supposed to be, fans cheering and everything. I mean, it's kind of unusual at a bowling meet, but fans do come out.
Some of my favorite bowling meets we've had as a team, as myself as a coach for bowling, were some of the loudest groups you've ever seen. And the kids get so amped up when the people are there yelling and screaming and cheering them on. And it's great to just sit back and watch that and watch the kids feed off that and just keep doing better and better. So, yeah, we will take spectators any day.
All right. Best luck to you. We'll talk to you throughout the season.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you very much, Derek.
That's Sean Renard, Knoxville Bowling Coach, on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner. Back after this on KNIA Care of Less.